Good rising to all my podcast listeners. I am so excited to be starting this platform as a speaker of an advocate for improving the mind, body, and spirit. And within this audio, I want to talk about the importance of practicing mindfulness. Come on, y'all. It's 2018. Come on. It's about time. We need to practice growth and maturity. So I want to discuss a little bit on the importance of practicing mindfulness and some good mechanisms, tools, you know, some good coping tools for y'all. And we're just gonna go from there. So first of all, like, I want to reflect back to what I just said. Practicing mindfulness, you know, when you hear that, you know, practicing meaning being faithful, practice techniques of mindfulness, being aware of your inner emotions and how they project onto others in the world, or how they make you feel, reflecting on that. I just want to get into it right here. You know, it's definitely a good self-aware tool to be in check about your personal inner emotions. You know, how do they physically project onto the world? You know, you having that bad day, you know, you coming from a stressful environment or situation, you know, you practice mindfulness, it improves your being from being involved in, you know, a lot of stressful environments or situations. You know, you got into that morning argument with, you know, whoever, your mom, your dad, you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your lover, your auntie, whoever, your boss, you know, morning mailman, you mad you didn't get a package coming in or something, you know, you got something going on, you just been carrying that heavy weight on your shoulders all day. That is not healthy. Stop that for real. You are stressing yourself. Please, y'all, just learn to refrain from anger. You know, then you got to ask yourself, you know, as you do a self-check-in, you know, say, hey, how do I feel right now about this situation, and what can I do to improve, you know, myself and my emotions so that this doesn't affect my whole day? You know, no one likes to be in a bad mood. I know that for sure. Like, even if you think you just gonna let it just go, and you know it's gonna tear you apart, quit playing yourself. So also, practicing mindfulness helps relieve stress, you know, lower your blood pressure, excuse me, for all my elderly ones. Come on, y'all. Come on. And also improves your sleep if you are having sleep issues, you know. That includes insomnia or just waking up at all odd hours of the morning, you know, the crack of dawn. You're waking up, it's 5:00. You're looking at your clock like, why am I up this early? I mean, unless you got work and you got to go, gets to step in. A sister ain't gonna stop you from making your cheddar, okay? Somebody say church. But moving forward, last but not least, it's also great for your mental health, y'all. Release those anxieties, those negative thoughts and emotions. You do not want to carry that all around the whole day. That's not healthy. Toxic energy kills the mind, body, and spirit, even when we're unsubconsciously aware of it. And I believe more individuals who practice mindfulness and being more self-aware can just improve a whole lot on themselves just from inner healing, y'all. And practicing that word will definitely just improve your whole mood and your whole day. And you know what? Teach somebody else. Tell somebody else, hey, did you check yourself today? Like, not even in like the, oh, shenanay, no, she didn't. Like, no, just as in like, hey, you know, you kind of seem like you tense. Like, what's up, girl? What's up, boy? What's going on, family? Let's check in real quick. You know, have a whole discussion. It could turn out to be something y'all both didn't even recognize would be, like, helpful to y'all, you know? Engaging in conversation is also healthy, y'all. You want to talk about it, talk about it. Don't suppress your emotions. Okay, now some other good mindfulness tools are practicing meditation, you know, sitting down on that floor, get your yoga mat or a comfy cushion to sit on, use good posture, you know. The main idea is to focus on your breath, you know, that inhale, exhale, woo-saw, becoming one with Mother Nature. How you feeling? What does your breath sound like? Is it more heavy? Is it light? You know, reflect on that as well. That will also help you navigate how you're feeling internally. Can somebody say church? Okay, you know, if you are a very, very spiritual being like myself, you know, and also want to cleanse your space, get those crystals, you know what I'm saying? Crystals are more than rocks, y'all. I've heard some people just talk about crystals in like the most negative way. No put downs in this space. Hello, hello, hello. You know, crystals are also used to observe and project energy off into an individual. They can just be used to just be there to project love. You know, those, that rose quartz, you know what I'm saying, giving you that love, holding that love, suppressing the negative energies away and off you from your inner mental. You know, get that smoky quartz so you can feel grounded while you focus on your breaths. Get that clear quartz, you know what I'm saying? That manifestation, you know, you want to manifest those negative energies and entities out of your body, out of your mind, you know, getting away from your spirit. Hello, hello, hello. Get that amethyst, you know, you'll protect yourself. You know, does somebody hear me? Get that citrine, you know, that carnelian. Get that warm, bubbly feeling. Do y'all hear me? Though, get that malachite though. Who knows about malachite? To holla at me in the inbox if you know about that malachite. Hook me up with some more. I would always accept crystals. That's just me. You know. Get those crystals. Get that sage. Block the negativity within your inner space. Woo-saw. That's right. Kill those inner demons you've been fighting. Get that Palo Santo. You know, if you like a more wood smell, go ahead, get that. Or just get some plain incense. Go to the liquor store, y'all. Get them incense. But if that is all too much for you, you know, the main importance is you're practicing mindfulness by just sitting on the floor and just focusing on your breath. You don't even got to worry about cleansing the space. Just focus on you. That's the main important thing. Also, you know, if you're into yoga, all my flexible ones, I'm not that flexible, y'all, so yoga won't be for me. But if you are one of those, you know, I need more than just sitting on the ground, I need to stretch, do that yoga, get that yoga mat, you heard me, you know. Or if you feel comfortable being in an environment with others, go take that yoga class, go get that hot steaming yes stretch, or just sit at home. Buy a candle, lotion yourself, do it for yourself. DIY, do it yourself. Also, arts and crafts is very helpful. You know, you feel like painting, get that little canvas, girl. Get that canvas, boy. Get that canvas, though. Paint that picture you've been, you know, and visualizing yourself as. Practicing mindfulness, you know, you sit in one with nature, you a huna hook. What's the saying? Kuna Matata, Lion King, you know. You're one with beads, you know. You love to bead. You love to knit, you know, crochet. Do your craft. You know, make you that little handbag you've been wanting to make. Make that hat for your girlfriend, boyfriend, auntie, uncle, whoever. And send indigenous Miha one. I love to, you know, get sent art. I love to promote. I help you promote. And I love receiving gifts. So, you know, if you think of me, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you. moving forward. You know, if you have this space, water your garden. You know, and if you're in a smaller living place, like an apartment like myself, buy you a little plant for like $19.99 at Home Depot and water it. Being one with nature is great. Taking care of Mother Nature is great. It is great for the internal spirit. Just taking care of something else, you know, and you don't have to do that much. All you have to do is give it water. This is a plant. Just give it water and then be faithful to this plant. Please do not let the plant die. But moving forward, or you can go sit with nature, you know, go for that hike. If you're one with a hike, hikes are healthy. You know, I know it's used as an expression, take a hike, but you know what, in all seriousness, everybody need to hike. It'd be a lie if someone were to say no, you need to go sit with nature, breathe in that good worldwide wind, you know. Go touch a tree, go sit with the tree, go talk to the tree, go ahead, connect, it'd be beautiful. Stay present in the moment, y'all. Focus on being open-minded, please. Practicing gratitude and practicing patience. If you are one with no patience or very impatient, you know, that's also something of, you know, being aware. You're aware that you're impatient. So what can you do? Practice the opposite. Become more patient. Become more open. Learn to just be accepting. Please. I cannot stress this enough, y'all. But that concludes my audio. Excuse me. Sipping on some morning tea for y'all, giving y'all this morning podcast. But please, y'all, the more we begin to be mindful with one another, the more we are healing ourselves and others. The importance of practicing mindfulness is important. And it just shows plain, you know, maturity and growth. Come on, y'all. We grown. Come on, for all my grown folk. Come on now. It ain't that serious. Calm down. Do a check-in. Woosah. Breathe in. Because you know what? That is what's up. Quote Floetic and Floetry right now playing in the background. But thank y'all for listening. Please take care of yourselves. One mic, one love. Practice self-love advocacy, please. It's important. Much love.